Following is a president's speech in Lexington, Kentucky, Friday, October 1st, 1948.
To present to you the Democratic nominee for the United States Senate, who for 22 of the last 24 years has represented this district in Congress, Congressman Virgil Chapman. Next, I desire to present to you the governor of Kentucky, Governor Earl Clemens. Now, it is my honor to present to you the President of the United States, and the next President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Mr. Underwood, the next congressman from this district, I appreciate that introduction very much. I'm certainly happy to be here in Lexington, in the heart of the bluegrass country. You know, every Kentuckian that used to come to Missouri, and yep, it's pretty near the same way yet, would always say they had come from the bluegrass country near Lexington, and that old Dr. Dudley had been the physician of their grandparents, and that set them up just right in Missouri. I'm sorry I can't stay very long this time, but you know I'm in the midst of a political race, and I have to keep running. You people here know a great deal about horse races. In a race, it never matters which horse is ahead or behind at any moment. It's the horse that comes out ahead of the finish that counts. And I'm trying to do in politics what citation's done in the horse races. I propose at the finish line on November the 2nd to come out ahead because I think the people understand what the issues are in this campaign. The stakes are high. In fact, the prosperity of the country is at stake. For the last 16 years, our country has enjoyed increasing prosperity. Farmers are prosperous. Business is doing well. And workers are reaping the benefit of full employment. You know, last year, this nation had the greatest income in the history of the world. The national income was more than $217 billion, and there was a fair distribution of that income. The working man got his fair share, the businessman got his fair share, and the farmer got his fair share. Well, that's not a Republican policy. That policy was inaugurated by the Democrats in 1933, when the farmer was at the bottom of the pile. The working man was out of work. There were 14 or 15 million idle people in the country in 1932 when Franklin Roosevelt took over the government. Since that time, the farmer is at the top of the heap. We have 61 million employed, the greatest number of employed in the history of the world. And if we had inflation control, which I've asked for from the Congress time and time again, I think everybody would be extremely happy. Now, I wonder if you people here want to go back to 8-cent tobacco, 3-cent and 3-cent hogs, 15-cent corn, 25-cent wheat. Well, that's what you were getting in 1932, and your farms were being taken away from you. You not only didn't have a market for your tobacco, you didn't have a place to raise it part of the time for the simple reason that the mortgager was getting your farm. 123,000 farmers were kicked off the farm in 1932. The smallest number of foreclosures in the history of the country was last year, less than 800. There's all there is in this campaign is the special interests against the people. And the people, I'm sure, understand that situation. And if they understand it, they're going to send Virgil Chapman to the Senate from Kentucky this year. And they're going to send Tom Underwood to the House from this district this year. I'd like to see a complete Democratic delegation from Kentucky this year. We're going to have a man from Kentucky for vice president this year, one of the greatest legislators that ever was in the Congress. He ranks with Henry Clay and those other great men of Kentucky. Kentucky's going to take the place of Texas in this Congress if Kentucky will just send a Democratic delegation to the Congress. You know, there was a time when Texas controlled all the principal committees in Congress by their chairmanships. Kentucky this time will have a vice president. Kentucky, if it has a delegation in the Congress, will have some of the greatest chairmanships there are in the Congress. Don't fail to do that. Now, get up early on election day and go out and cast your vote. Vote a straight Democratic ticket, and you can't make a mistake. If you do that, and then I won't be troubled with the housing shortage. I can stay in the White House another 4 years. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Here's the boss. And here's Margaret. And I want to present the First Lady of Kentucky, Miss Clemens. I had a most interesting introduction a while ago. They brought up one of your great football players and introduced him to me, and his name's Lee Truman, and his great-grandfather was my grandfather's brother. Now, you figure out what the relationship is. I'm very glad to meet him. You know, I'm very much interested in the young people. I'm exceedingly interested when I see these young people come out to study the issues of the day. You take people like this young man here, the next generation are going to run this country. And their interest in political affairs is what will make the country safe for the next generation. I wish I was the age of this young man so I could see what will happen in about 50 years. You never can tell. He may be president himself.